Good morning, everyone, and welcome. We are here on this Sunday morning, so happy Sunday. And just always excited, you know, literally to be here because it's a place where we can come. Again, we know that we fellowship. We oftentimes just are relaxed where we can have fun, if you will. Always an amazing time because God always has so much prepared for us. And the interesting thing about it, which continues to amaze me, is we all are going through something in our lives, something different. No two people are going through the exact same situation. However, we will receive a message, and it applies to each and every one of our situations. And it's just, it shows us as children of God that, you know, God is so faithful to us in spite of our disobedience, in spite of our ways. And just so amazing. So I'm always in awe at that, how God continues to provide. And it just goes right in line with what we're talking about, you know, which is speak to your mountain, shout at your storm. So again, you know, we talked about this on Wednesday, an amazing call. But when we speak to our mountain and even shouting at our storm, we have to believe the words that we speak. So it's not speaking them just because God tells us to speak them, but this is where our faith comes in. So we are reminded about faith and just reminded about how, you know, the Bible tells us if we don't believe the words that we speak, then that means that we doubt, and it's not asking and it's not speaking in faith. So again, it's just talking to our mountain. And I know that sounds weird initially, but it's so much deeper than what we see on the surface and what we deem it to be. So again, we are here and just, you know, ready to dive in what, you know, God has prepared for us. And, you know, one of the things that's important, when Jesus, you know, told us that we could overcome our mountains, we could even move them. But again, he tells us that we have to talk to them with authority, and not quite fully understanding what that meant at a certain time in my life. Just, you know, and now coming to a place to where we are able to understand what that means and how we take authority over it is talking to it. You know, God has given us that power and that authority so that we don't live the defeated lives. And it actually, it puts us in a place to where we, you know, we have the right to command our mountains to move with the faith that I was just talking about. And after we've commanded it to move, we have to believe that it shall be done, and also start behaving differently. So we can't continue to operate in the ways that we've been operating in. A lot of times we do the same things over and over again and we expect a different result, but that's never going to happen if some things don't change in our lives. So again, you know, speaking to our mountain, shouting at our storm, when, you know, oftentimes when we're faced with that mountain-sized problem, our first reaction, or, you know, the first thing we want to do is run and tell God all about it. A lot of times we bypass God and we go to a friend, we go to a family member, we go to everybody except for God. The amazing thing about it is God already knows. A lot of times the friend, the family member does not know, and this is where we run into issues, because we tell our story, and then our story gets told by whomever we have told it to, and, you know, things become convoluted. So again, we have to remember God is our source of strength, our source of peace, our source of comfort. So he is who we would want to go to first. The thing is, he already knows about the problem, the mountain, the storm, if you will, and he has already provided everything that we need to overcome it, whatever that may be, because we're all facing something. It could be, you know, we could be needing healing. in a particular area of our lives. We could be needing help in the area of our finances. Whatever it is, God is already a million steps ahead of us. So that's what's so neat about it. And if we remember that, initially we would go to God first before we go to other people. And I am guilty. I'm guilty. I don't know about anyone else, but this is what I've always done in the past. I've gone to other people, people that are not necessarily allowing themselves to be led by the Spirit. So therefore, they're not helping me to be led by the Spirit. So we're both, you know, going in a direction that's either further away from God, that, you know, we're still operating in the same behavior, as I mentioned, and things are not changing. And then we go to God, and then we question God as to why things are not changing. And oftentimes God will ask us, well, why didn't you come to me first? So, again, we have to remember, and a lot of times it seems as if we are the only one going through what we're facing. So we have to remember always that this is what the enemy wants us to think, so that we will bend under pressure. He wants us to believe that I'm the only one going through this. No one else is, no one else has, no one else will. And the situations that we face are not new to this generation. The other thing that's important to know is that it's not going to end with us. We learn in the Bible that, you know, as the apostles faced some of the problems, and some of those problems were much, much worse. You know, the problems that we face, and even the ones that, you know, a lot worse than what we're facing. You know, the Bible tells us, and the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 9 through 13, that he faced that, and he and his fellow apostles were laughed at. They were despised. They were seen as fools. They suffered many days of being hungry and thirsty. They were naked. They had no destined place of abode, meaning a home. They suffered much persecution, and they were seen as filth of the world and many other things for Christ. So just something important for us to remember. But however, throughout all of these things, the Apostle Paul suffered it, and he said that no matter what state he found himself in, that he learned how to abound and to both be full and to be hungry and to suffer need. For godliness with contentment is a very great gain. Just so prevalent as we are talking about going through our storms, or even speaking to them, speaking to our mountains, and even shouting at our storms. A lot of times we read the Word of God because we're commanded to do so, but we revert right back to that same behavior, right back to telling someone else about what it is that we're going through. So, again, just a few things wanted to share on this morning as we get started with our topic. And at this time, we're going to go forward in prayer. Our Father and our God, we come before you on this morning to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for just waking us up on this morning and allowing us to come together in fellowship on this phone line, dear God. We thank you for the platform that you continue to provide to us, dear Father. We ask that you will just continue to show us the ways that we ought to live for you, dear God. Show us the ways that we ought to continue to honor you with our life. Dear God, we ask that even as we honor you, dear Father, we reach down and help someone else along the way, dear God, that we bless them in ways that you've showed us, dear God, and we just ask that you continue to show us ways that we can be a blessing to each and every person that you place in our path, dear God. At this time, we ask that you will just open up our hearts and our minds so that we're able to receive all that you have prepared for us on this morning, dear God, and we ask that even as we go forward, you will just continue to extend your grace and your mercy upon us, dear God. We thank you for our leader who continues to lead and guide us on the path of righteousness, dear Father. And we ask that you will just continue to show him the way that he should lead us in the way of righteousness, dear God. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen. So again, we've been, for everyone that's just joining us, talking about speaking to your mountain and shouting at your storm, and, you know, just so much that we talked about. But one of the other things that I want to bring up is it's important for us to understand that although we suffer many things and we're persecuted and we have those roadblocks that get in our way, God is always going to make a way, because he promised that he's never going to leave us. He is our helper. And what he requires from us is that we come boldly to the throne. And the way that we do that, a lot of times we hear things, and I just chuckle because I see things in the Bible, and I've seen a whole lot, as I'm sure we all have. I see certain things, and I look at certain phrases, and I'm oftentimes, I have to take a moment to step away as it pertains to my situation, because I know that a particular verse is applying to what it is that I'm going through. But I have to stop, and I either Google or just do whatever I have to do to get a greater understanding of what that particular verse is telling me, or what that phrase actually means. So I just wanted to chuckle, because as I came across a phrase, you know, when I was going through a particular, you know, trial and tribulation, and it was telling me, whatever it was commanding me, it was a command, something that I needed to do, or something that, just some steps that I needed to take. But again, we have to remember that, you know, when it seems that we're alone, we are not. And if we're wondering who we can talk to about what we're facing, even at this very moment, again, we have to remember first we go to God, because he's going to direct our steps. A lot of times, he's going to send someone our way. So he'll send that person our way. A lot of times, I know it was when I was going through something, God sent someone. That person may not have even known that I was going through something, but he sent them, and it was those particular people who were around me at that particular time that encouraged me. And they not only encouraged me, but they actually, they were hands-on. So they did things with me. We may have gone places together. We also prayed with each other. So just as we're going through, they go through as well. It's not just, you know, to say, okay, well, this is just for me. We have to get out of that selfish mindset. The other thing that's important is we have to be patient, because oftentimes we expect instant changes to be made. So we expect things to happen at the blink of an eye, or even the snap of a finger, because we live in a world, we live in a society where we want things immediately. And oftentimes, you know, healing, delivering, restoration, all of these things are going to take time. So it could be that, you know, for instance, we may have to start making a budget and sticking to that budget. You know, we won't come out of our finances or the financial trouble that we're in if we're not making a budget and sticking to it. So just some of the things that wanted to share on this morning. And at this time, we are going to go ahead and bring in our leader, Mr. Tully's Carr. Good morning, Mr. Carr.
Good morning.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
So what you say about financial budgets?
I was just sharing that, you know, when we budget, for instance, if we're going through a storm or we're having financial trouble, it's, you know, putting ourselves in a position where we have a budget, but not just to have the budget or say we have it, but we have to, you know, make plans to stick to that budget. And, you know, the way that we do that, we have to seek, you know, seek help in doing that, because the reason that we're in the financial bind that we're in, or whatever the situation is oftentimes because of the decisions that we've made. that have allowed us to, you know, get in the bind in the first place. So it's important that as we set ourselves up or even make the decision to say, hey, you know, I want to overcome this or have to get in a better position, it's, as I stated earlier, it's seeking God first because, as I stated, we call our friends, we call our family, we call everybody. And then when it doesn't get fixed or it's still in the same state that it was in, then we call on God or we question God as to why things have not changed, why we're still dealing with a particular storm or, you know, why we're still in the situation that we're in. So that's what I was speaking about in terms of finances.
Okay. Y'all have heard this? You can go ahead and mute yourself, Ms. LaTanya.
Yes, sir. This?
Though the storm keep on raging in my life, and sometimes it's hard to tell the nights and days. You heard that before? The storms beat my mouth. Shout out to storms. Oh, that sounds good. Oh, what about when we go through that real storms? My soul has been anchored in the Lord. See, it's just one thing. I'm telling you now, listen to me. Go ahead, unmute Miss Shabri with me. She can go with me. See, it's one thing to be in the midst of a real storm. It's one thing to face a real mountain. It's one thing to tell people about a storm and what they should do up until one hits your house, up until you get drenched in the downpour, you experience the rains, up until you have to climb or go through this mountain. That's one thing.
That's true.
Hmm?
Very true. Yes.
I'm serious, y'all. Oh, we talk about the storm and the mountain, and y'all heard the song a long time ago, I'm coming up. Now, if you're too young, I'm lost. On the rough side.
The rough side of the mountain.
Y'all, life has its mountains and its storms. But it's just something about when God sends either or. He also sends a place of refuge, a place where we can really make it through this thing. Now, let me tell you something about the storm. The storms that you will experience in life. You hear what I said?
Yes.
That you will experience in life. Not that you may, that you will experience in life. God sends them your way, or God allows them to happen. Now, where you take refuge is important.
All right. Mm-hmm.
I know what refuge is, you know. You know what that is, Mr. Burke?
A safe place.
A safe place. And just, we had a whole bunch. We let the media, we didn't even know the words, and those who did, we let the media dictate what a refugee was.
Yes.
Y'all, from Hurricane Katrina, I used to live in New Orleans. From Baton Rouge. Lived in New Orleans for 12 years. Endured Hurricane Katrina. And I saw my Baton Rouge, Louisiana family. When I say family, the city, the whole. Just totally disrespect people who came from New Orleans. Oh, but you okay, because you good. Talking about me. No, I'm not good. Because what you do to one, you do. See, when you're talking about shouting at a storm, they thought that the real storm was Hurricane Katrina, but what about the storm of rejection? How can you reject something, say, don't come to my area, as if that's your area? I thought this earth belonged to God. He created the heavens and the earth.
Yes.
And everything therein. Miss Shabree, as many people as I could tell, I said, be careful, because you don't know what it is to be displaced, to be a refugee. Be careful. Now, here's the thing, y'all. Y'all want to hear something, y'all? Can everybody hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm going somewhere with this. Everybody likes Sunday mornings, huh? The Bible says, let me get a good scripture. Mm-hmm. Anybody know the scripture? Nahum? Y'all know that's the scripture? Nahum? Y'all know that was in the Bible? Now you do. Go look it up. Nahum. Yeah. Ain't that something? Nahum 1:7. The Bible says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. Now, here's the funny part, Miss Shabree. Talking about speaking to our mountain, shouting at our storm. You talking about we supposed to be children of God. All these Louisiana folk, all these Texas folk, all these Atlanta folk, all these Oklahoma, we supposed to be children of God. And because of a reputation New Orleans had, we said they better not come over here.
Sure did.
Can I read that scripture one more time?
Yes, sir.
You there? You with me? You don't have to be nervous, Mr. Breed. Yeah.
No. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. So let me read this one more time. Nahum 1:7. The Lord is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble. He knows those who take refuge in him. Y'all got the scripture? He knows those who take refuge in him. Y'all got it? Hmm? A stronghold in the time, in the day of trouble. In other words, if God be in us, how can we call people refugees in a negative way and try and turn them away? It's my question.
Mm.
Come on, let me say it again. Lord, ain't this good? Because I'm talking to the Christian body. That's expected from the world. But those who call ourselves Christians, it's like, don't come over here, as if here belongs to us. But I thought the Bible said he knows those in the time of trouble, in the day of trouble.
Yeah. Yeah.
Huh? He's a stronghold for them in the day of trouble. He knows them that take refuge in him. In other words, we should welcome people when storms arise.
Amen.
Because the Bible says, uh-oh, y'all want to hear this one? Talking about shouting at your storm, right? Speaking to your mountain. Didn't the Bible mm-hmm. say, Miss Bree, let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak? So technically, when we turn people away and call them refugees in a negative spin, we're not as strong as we thought. And hold on. Let me show you where your strength comes from now. Oh, look how these scriptures line up and tie that thing together. Hmm. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The reason why we can't say stuff like that and really mean it in our heart
mm-hmm.
is we didn't go through Christ. It's one thing when you go through a storm and you telling people ain't around to help me and I've learned to be, you ain't independent. You can't go through a storm and be independent. It is impossible to make it through a storm by yourself.
That's right. Amen.
Again. Huh? I'm going to say it again because y'all must have thought I was playing when I opened up. I wasn't playing. Though the storm keep on raging, fast forward, my soul has been
mm-hmm. anchored.
What has it been? Anchored in the Lord.
Yes.
It's not a joke. You might say he's trying to sing. Well, I'm going to do what I do regardless. See, the
yes.
point is this. This is not being prideful or anything. If you're going to be stubborn in God. In other words, don't let the world dictate to you your next move.
Amen.
Talking about storms the mountain. So, if our soul has been anchored in God, how is it that we reject people in the time of need? How is it that we can dictate the magnitude of their storm? How is it that we can say what they're going through in their life is just a category one, but when I went through a category three or four or five, nobody was there for me? It doesn't matter. It may be a category one to you, but see, if they're not anchored, they still need help. So why did we turn people away, people?
Come on.
Anybody want to press star 5 and tell me, help me out? Because we're supposed to be so Christian, right? Up until God, I wonder this, y'all. Speak to that mountain. Shout at that storm. Or should I make it personal? Speak to your mountain. Shout at your storm. I wonder if Katrina was really for New Orleans or was it really for people outside of it?
Come on. Yeah.
I'm going to say this again.
Yeah.
I'm going to say this again. Let me rewind this. We got reports because we believe what the world says. I don't believe. The Bible says, who reports shall you believe? I believe God's report. The Bible, look, that's what the Bible says, and I believe the Bible. The news caused us to change the narrative of what a word refugee is. As a matter of fact, we all are. When you go through your personal storms, your secret storms, the storms that people can identify, you didn't see it coming because it wasn't on radar, that storm.
Yes, Lord, yes.
Check this out, child. Check this out. They said that Hurricane Katrina hit New Orleans. I believe that Hurricane Katrina hit the world because it showed the world where they were versus where New Orleans. Just because, see, Hurricane Katrina may have displaced people in New Orleans, but it showed the displacement of everybody else and how they rejected God. It may have placed the New Orleans people, but the people in the world have been displaced, the ones who rejected, as if, who are those trifling people? They already known as violence. See, I'm okay, and I'm Christian as long as they stay over there. But see, my Christianity phased away because, see, now my natural instincts kick in when they got to come to my city. They better not come over here. And then we'd have made every excuse as to why our children didn't succeed in school because them people from New Orleans came. That's the reason why I ain't have a job. That's the reason why I can't get a man because they came and took the. You really serious, right?
Yes, Lord.
We don't want people. Come on, I'm talking about the storm. We don't want people to say, well, what? We'll pull a Martin in a minute. Hey. We tell our family members. Now, this is funny, Mr. Bree. Watch this when we talk about speaking to you. We tell our family members that may be climbing mountains and going through storms, hey, you can stay with me as long as you want to. Now, this is on a Friday. But as long as you're all by Monday.
Yep.
No, I ain't lying.
No, you're
but
not.
But the funny part about it, Mr. Bree, we'll tell it to a family member. Y'all want to hear the truth, right? I'm glad y'all called in this morning. We'll tell it to a family member who we factually know about. See, we become a judge then, but nah, we shall not judge. Don't judge nobody. You didn't just judge them. Let me show you how you judge them. You want your family member, your uncle, your aunt, your sister, your brother. I ain't going to say mom and daddy because some people take that too personal. Okay. But you tell, yeah. Your cousins and them, not with the T-H-E-M, the N-E-M, and them. Yeah, the ones that you really know, you say you'll give them a place when they're going through their storm, but temporarily. But then you got people that you don't know, that you're just meeting, you don't even know. It can be your girlfriend, a friend girl, guy friend. Homeboy, you're more likely to embrace them in that time of displacement. In the troubles that they go, girl, you know you can come on over here. You don't have to stay at that house with that man. Hold on, let me give you one even better. How we accept people we don't even know. You just met him, and y'all shacking up. Got the dog.
Okay.
I'm going to say this again. But I didn't think I was going to come at that one. Right, Ms. Shabri? You just met him and y'all shaking up. You just met her y'all shacking up. You don't even know them. You have been knowing them for less than a year. But you've been knowing your family member who has been gone. But see, the thing is, we make a judgment call because we say their storm is something they created. They shouldn't be going through it. But the person that you're with, somebody else know them. That's why they can't stay with the somebody else. That's why they're living with you. And y'all not even married. Y'all, we still talking about shouting at your storm and speak to your mountain.
Yeah.
The reason why I'm saying this is because we took, Lord have mercy, to open our mouths. And remember the Bible said it's not what goes in a man's mouth that makes him unclean, it's what comes out of it. And you know about unclean spirits. Okay. We took out of our heart and spoke on some issues that people was going through during Hurricane Katrina. But what hurricane was that hit Texas and then hit Texas again? Hit both. Miss Shabri, was it Gustav?
Mm-hmm.
And which one was it? You know which one I'm talking
about.
It was
Gustav. Yeah, it was Gustav.
It was one after another one. Oh, yeah. You know, and it's not funny, but I'm showing y'all something. We put our mouth on one thing, not knowing that when one storm comes, it typically brews for others. Y'all see how quick we forget? Now, what about the people who got displaced then? What about the people who didn't make it then? See, the reality of the storm is this, okay? When people go through their storm, shouldn't we embrace? Shouldn't we so anchored, we should be a place of refuge. We may not have all the answers, but we holding on just like we're going to show you how. And when you can't hold on, we're going to hold on to you. In other words, that's where I would not only pray for you, I'm going to come in the storm. See, some people can't. Ooh, see, I'm trying to tell y'all something. See, when you pray for discernment, that means your radar should be good, and you already prepared for the storm. Stop saying that you got discernment. And see, anybody who got discernment is the best weatherman around. That means I know the temperature going to get hot, but I'm ready. Not only do I got the sunscreen, I got my water, I got my ice, I got my cool towel, I got some shade, too, and I got not just enough for me. See, the Bible says when your cup runneth over, I got it for you, too. So I'm prepared for this storm. I got my Deanna Stasis, I got my bread. Let's go. Where you at? I'm coming to get you. See, the thing is, when you operate in God, you tend to do godly things.
Amen. Amen.
But the problem is, you can barely withstand your storm. That's a selfish individual. I thought that people who predict the news, tell you about the storm, tell you what to do in the midst of the storm, and keep on broadcasting during the doggone storm until the storm go away. They see you through. But how can you be so in God and God so good that we only worry about our storm and let them fend for themselves? I thought he said let the strong bear the infirmities of the weak. When you're in God, you have godly tendencies. God didn't leave you. He said, I would never leave nor forsake you. How do we leave the people that we know and then conform to the people that we don't? You know why? Because typically what we're doing is the only people that we conform to that we let take refuge at our place shacking up is the people that we say, well, I get out the deal. I see something beneficial in it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well,
mm-hmm.
What if that individual had God all over him, but you just saw New Orleans written all over him? And when I'm talking about New Orleans here, I'm not talking about the city. I'm talking about the spirit. See, what I'm saying is just because they came from Chicago and they got a bad rap, you won't let them come. Don't bring that foolishness in mind. You clean everything else was kind of, you know what I'm saying, it's like water repellent. I'm talking about rainmakes. When you got a good layer of coat of God in you, don't you know people can take refuge without getting wet? I mean, they may experience a breeze, but it won't drown them. In other words, they won't start to sink. In other words, Peter, he was in the midst of the storm. His physical body may have gotten wet, but his soul didn't get wet up until he started to doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But guess what, y'all? Who was in the midst of his storm? Okay. That means if Peter, the water started to crash, the thunder started to howl, to scream. See, the problem is we let our storm shout at us as opposed to us shouting at our storm. My thing is if you got a bigger voice, check out mine. That don't mean that I'm going to get aggressive. That don't mean that my tone is going to, you know, start to get inflective. Just no, that means my spirit is so loud, we're going to see whose voice is louder. What are you going to see? Because as Peter walked, Jesus is already there. I'm talking about the storm. So for every thunder, every wind, every earth shaking, every cloud that came Peter's way, every form of lightning that struck and shook his soul, his spirit, don't you know Jesus felt the same thing? But see, when you're not about feelings, it don't bother you. In other words, Jesus was right in the middle of the storm. All he had to do was keep on walking.
Yes,
you breathe.
Yes.
God will expose the storm. And then even in exposing the storm, he will expose the people who didn't do right by him in the midst of the storm. It is not good for us to turn our back on people when they're going through a storm. In other words, what I mean by turning your back is completely saying what you can't do, you can't come here. I don't know what else to tell. No, it's one thing to say, hey, hold on. You keep on playing them games. I done told you. You know what? When you get your mind right, you come holler at me. But what they're saying is this, in the midst of your storm, I'm still going to be anchored right here.
Mm-hmm.
I say when you get your mind right. But what we do is say, you can't come over here. You always got problems. Well, instead of talking about your uncle who always got problems, your cousin who always got problems, instead of talking about them, you always got problems too. And that's what we typically say. I got problems of my own. I got storms of my own. Let me take care of mine. My thing is this. If you got storms of your own, you should be familiar with going through one. So why you can't help them out? But I'm sorry, the strong, bad, infirmities of the weak. The reason why you can't juggle two different storms is because you're not that individual. Now, when we are part of God, we know that we can go through our storm and their storm at the same time because God has already laid out the plan. See, we got too many selfish folk that don't believe that. That's fine. You remain selfish. But I'm talking about to the folk who say that this life is not my own and is that it belongs to God. That means if God allowed me to go through it and then allowed me to go through this with him, so be it. It is what it is. Who am I to say to God what I'm not going to do with something that I don't own?
Yes. Yes.
Ain't that something? Yeah, that's amazing, huh? So before we start telling people, don't come here, might want to be careful because there may be storms that's brewing up that may be bigger than Hurricane Katrina coming your way.
Mm.
And when you got to take refuge, should we call you a refugee in a negative spin, negative connotation? Huh? Oh, I got some even, Mr. Carr. Your money ain't going to last forever. Oh, I'm good because my family's good. That relationship with them may not last forever either. Hello? A lot of times we do good to people just so that we can always be good. But see, when you do good to God, you got favor wherever you go. And favor don't necessarily mean that people are going to accept you, but it does mean that God got you. I want y'all to know that. Speak to your mountain. Shout at your storm.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Your mountain. Shout at your storm. Tell them about the people who need refuge and you reject them. That ain't saying that you just say, hey, come on in my house. But see, much like Peter said. Was that John and Peter? The man at the gate of beauty? John and Matthew, well, it was one of them. But just like he said to the man who was begging for money, he said, that don't have, but what I do I have, I give you. It might not be that you have shelter for them, but you got shelter for them. In other words, I don't have a car to pick you up. I don't have, money to give you. What I do have, I give you, I cover you with the Spirit of God. I give you refuge. I give you God's promise. If you got to come here and stay, I give you that. Now, some people are careful about what they say because they look at long-term stuff. Well, how does it affect me? You move when God says move. But when you're really about that life, you understand. You do what you got to do, and you use God's discernment. Now, see, God's discernment has everything to do with your depthness in God. Don't play with discernment, talk about yeah, they can say, no, they can't say, yeah, I can do, but no, I can't do. Don't play with it like that because, see, discernment has nothing to do with how you feel about the situation. Discernment has everything to do with your yeas and your obedience to God. Okay. Discernment will put you in some uncomfortable situations, but you understand that as a storm person, a weatherman or a weatherwoman, as a storm person, see, some people chase storms. You don't have to chase storms because if you stay right there, Satan comes. Trust and believe. Trust and believe. But see, every storm ain't created by Satan. Just like you have whirlwind, secret storms, visible storms, you also have storms that test you. Testing storms. So what if that storm that they're going through in their life is a test for you? What you going to do, weatherman, weatherwoman? Huh? What you going to do? Because some of us just throw people umbrellas when they don't need no umbrella when they're going through a tornado. What you going to do with that testing storm? Just because they experience it very well may be a test for you. Place of refuge. You say you in God, and if you're in God, people take refuge in God. Where you at? Now let's go ahead and pray, Mr. Bruce.
Yes. Everyone bow your head and close your eyes. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for bringing us to worship this morning, for listening to God's word. I thank you. Thank you that you that we can live in your light and walk in your truth. May the things that you have revealed to us through this message, we can go and share. Dwell in our hearts and stir us to act upon the things that you have allowed us to listen to this morning. As we pray these things, I ask in your precious Son, Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Y'all have a great day. Make sure y'all catch us this evening at 8 p.m. Again, this evening at 8 p.m. And if any message you want to hear from this past week, past month, messages from past years, we have stuff on Sunday Morning Breakfast, SundayMorningBreakfast.org. We got our Bible boot camps, all that good stuff. I'm just thinking about it as I go. Okay? We got all that good stuff on SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Go check that stuff out. Tiana is the computer person, so if anything go wrong, that's her fault. I'm not getting in that storm. I'm just messing. But check that out, though. Go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Okay, so we have today's call that should be uploaded within a few minutes, and then we have last week's calls and the calls before that. Check them out. Go through them like you go through the show Dallas. You know, gossip about them. Gospel about them, not gossip. Talk about it. Enjoy the stuff. Okay? We have so much more to come, but enjoy it so that you can build and learn from it. I mean, build your Bible catalog. Okay? Seriously. Build it so we can start to grow in God. I mean, it's a beautiful thing. That when we grow in God, that when storms come, we're prepared. All right? Y'all have a great day. We'll see you this evening.
Have a good evening.